From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. President Obama is acknowledging that Congress will not make his timetable for sweeping health care legislation. From member station WCPN in Cleveland, Dan Bobkoff reports.
The president came to the Cleveland suburb of Shaker Heights to push urgent action on health care. But just before he spoke, news came out of Washington that there will be no Senate vote on the matter before the August recess. That was Mr. Obama's original deadline for the legislation. But at a town hall meeting, he took the blow in stride, saying getting it done by the end of the year would be sufficient.
Just keep working. I want the bill to get out of the committees, and then I want that bill to go to the floor, and then I want that bill to be reconciled between the House and the Senate, and then I want to sign a bill.
Mr. Obama said the delay is only okay if lawmakers are working through difficult issues and not playing politics. For NPR News, I'm Dan Bobkoff in Cleveland.
Healthcare will be on the agenda at the White House later today. Mr. Obama is due to meet with Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid and Finance Committee Chairman Max Baucus. The trial of Myanmar opposition leader Aung San Suu Kyi is now expected to continue on Monday. The proceedings were to finish up today, but the hearing was apparently ended with only the defense presenting their closing arguments. Suu Kyi's lawyer tells Reuters that it will be the prosecution's turn on Monday and that it's not certain when a verdict will be given. Suu Kyi is charged with violating the terms of her house arrest by harboring an uninvited American man who swam to her lakeside home and stayed for 2 days. The American has been charged with trespassing. Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke will face some tough questioning from lawmakers today on the Obama administration's proposal to give the Fed broad new regulatory powers. Bernanke will appear before the House Financial Services Committee, along with other bank regulators and Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner. NPR's John Itzde reports.
On Wednesday, the White House sent draft legislation to the Congress that would give the Fed the lead role in protecting the financial system from the kind of crisis it's been going through. But there's a good deal of opposition to the Fed taking this role as systemic risk regulator. Critics point to the Fed's failure to anticipate the current crisis. Senator Richard Shelby of Alabama, the ranking Republican on the Senate Banking Committee, said Wednesday the administration's plan would be very dangerous. Committee Chairman Democrat Chris Dodd of Connecticut also voiced concerns, and Sheila Bair, head of the FDIC, suggested more power for the advisory council that will work with the Fed. Earlier this week, Bernanke said the administration proposal would be just a modest reorientation of the Fed's current role. John Itzde, NPR News, Washington.
Global stock markets have been climbing today. Nearly all the markets in Asia have gained ground, and European shares have been stronger in early trading. Oil prices are holding above $67 a barrel overseas. This is NPR. The spotlight is on political corruption in New Jersey. More than 40 people have been arrested in a political corruption and international money laundering scandal. From member station WBGO in Newark, Monica Miller reports that those arrested include prominent rabbis, New Jersey mayors, and legislators.
The arrests come as part of a 10-year investigation spanning international borders. New Jersey's acting U.S. Attorney Ralph Mara Jr. says a cooperating witness helped them unravel the web of deceit that included padding the pockets of New Jersey lawmakers for their political campaigns. Prosecutors also say five rabbis from New Jersey and New York acted as crime bosses to launder money.
They used purported charities, entities supposedly set up to do good works, as vehicles for laundering millions of dollars in illicit funds.
One of the rabbis is accused of enticing several people to give up a kidney for $10,000 and reselling them for $160,000. For NPR News, I'm Monica Miller in Newark.
California lawmakers are taking steps this morning toward ending the state's budget crisis. Both houses of the state legislature have approved a sweeping measure that cuts funding to higher education, college grants, health programs, welfare, and other programs. It's part of a package of bills lawmakers and Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger came to agreement on earlier this week to close California's $26 billion deficit. That legislative session is expected to continue through the morning. Emergency officials say four people are dead after a commercial helicopter crashed onto a western Maryland highway and burst into flames late last night. All the fatalities were aboard the copter. No vehicles on the ground were hit. State troopers had to shut down Interstate 70 in both directions, and it's not clear what brought the helicopter down. I'm Giles Snyder, NPR News.